School is back in session, so it is time for a lesson in urban archaeology.
Johnny O'Connor bought an automobile. He took his sweetheart for a ride one Sunday. Johnny,
when you find yourself on Commonwealth Avenue between Packard's Corner and Kenmore Square in Boston, you might focus on, say, how the B train can be so impossibly slow. But consider shifting your attention to this. You're surrounded by relics of a more optimistic time. At the dawn of the automotive age, this stretch became a boulevard of transportation dreams.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
That in 1900, there was something like 4,100 automobiles sold in the United States, and 10 years later, there were 186,000. So the automobile really took off.
Ken Liss is a Boston University librarian and the president of the Brookline Historical Society. We took a walking tour through this slice of Boston where luxurious auto showrooms that once dominated the cityscape still stand transformed.
And as automobile sales grew, people who sold automobiles looked for more space, and they were drawn to kind of move out of the downtown areas where there was more room. And Commonwealth Avenue became one of those places that was also on a route that people would go to and that they would drive down.
Early last century, when horseless carriages started trending up, these Comm Ave blocks evolved into Automobile Row, a mecca of grand auto showrooms.
One of the kind of driving forces behind the growth of what became Automobile Row was a man named Alvin T. Fuller, who later became governor of Massachusetts. But he was an automobile dealer who was in a place in downtown Boston, and he was looking for more space. And he built in Packard's Corner, he built what's now known as the Packard Building.
Fun fact, Packard's Corner is not named after the Packard Building. The convergence of Comm Ave and Brighton Ave already was named Packard's Corner. And then Fuller set up his Packard dealership.
It was an impressive building. As dealers, as cars were becoming more popular, really felt that they had to stand out, that they had to assure people buying their products that the company was going to be around. So he, in 1910, opened the Packard Building, and it was a showroom. It was really a showroom with high ceilings, fluted columns, a skylight, comfortable chairs. So it really was meant to be a place that people would notice.
And people did notice this opulent destination, and they flocked to it, and car sales surged, and soon other fancy dealerships cropped up along Comm Ave.
Now, get this. All Nash dealers will have the new Nash on display tomorrow.
Say, that's the news I've been waiting for.
You and a million others, Kurt, and what an eyeful they're going to get. That new Nash 600 and Nash Ambassador are two beautiful automobiles.
You mean you've seen them?
Seen them. I've driven them. And believe me, I never knew what driving meant before.
Decades ago, Boston University bought and repurposed a lot of these Comm Ave Auto Row buildings.
Visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up.
The BU College of Communication dwells in an old Rambler and Nash dealership. 808 Comm Ave, that corner building across the street from the BU Bridge, that was built by our old friend Alvin T. Fuller as an elegant showroom of Cadillacs. If you look at the top of the outside of the Fuller building, you can still see the tire motif. Inside, 808 Comm Ave has a big auto ramp that winds up to the top floor, and nestled in a forgotten nook, just off the ramp, a very early model Ford.
Oh, I love to drive my Buick with my love sitting by my side.
Among the other majestic halls of vehicular commerce, now owned by BU, 855 Comm Ave.
So we're outside the College of Fine Arts building, which was built by a man named Harry Noyes. He became in 1915 the head of Buick sales for all over New England, and he built this building. This is from a journal called the Accessory and Garage Journal. I love these old journals and trade journals. In the center of the Buick showroom, there's a grand staircase 11 feet wide. The staircase has been considered by competent art critics to be the most artistic in Boston, with the possible exception of one in the public library, and appears to have been transplanted bodily from some palatial mansion in the old world.
In this former palace of Buicks, here's one of the coolest surviving features. At the top of the Corinthian columns, gargoyles of mechanics with wrenches and drivers in caps and goggles.
It's the little details that I really like. Like those mechanics on the columns inside the CFA building. What a wonderful, wonderful detail that is. I think that's something that people often don't do, where your eyes are at the store level and people don't always look up. And when you look up, sometimes you see some surprising things. And so I would encourage people to look around and see things that you hadn't noticed.
Standing on the corner, watching all the Fords go by.
The next time you're on Comm Ave, look both ways twice before you cross the street, and then maybe take another look and savor some remnants of the glamour of Automobile Row.
USA in your Chevrolet.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.
Your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
For photos, go to WBUR.org. And for more photos and stories of Auto Row on Comm Ave, join us at WBUR's City Space next Sunday afternoon, September 15th, for my conversation with Ken Liss. For free tickets, go to WBUR.org/cityspace.
Traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.